Hey, what's up, guys? Back with another one. This is Hashtag Goals, the podcast. Today is a very special episode once again. I have a new co-host, not to be replaced by my regular
co-host.
I have
replaced.
Prince Ivy in the building.
You did.
One of the hottest artists. And Xavier Mack is back here.
Oh, so. Yeah, my tag man.
Howdy.
He's gonna kick us out. All right, anyways. Right.
No more.
And he's like, yeah, no more. All right. No. So today we have the pleasure of having Prince Ivy as my co-host, and we are interviewing my co-host, or my ex-co-host, because it looks like me and you are the new Charlamagne and Angela.
I'm coming back, so.
I'm coming back.
This is special.
We're going to start a new podcast, which is me and Prince Ivy.
Shazy.
All right, we have none other than Mr. Kenyo.
I only get better, I only make moves, and I'm a dipped owl, but I never quite lose. If we head south, never down with the blues, I'm too bright for that hue.
Hashtag
go.
What's up? This is Hashtag Goals, the Millennials Podcast.
Yes, we're giving you the guide to life. All the mistakes we made, we're helping you to not make those.
What's going on?
What's up, hey. You guys?
Hey, yo, Kiyo.
It's weird being a guest on that.
On your own podcast?
Yeah, so it's about us, okay?
Right.
It's our show, okay?
It's our show.
We're asking you.
No, I kind of realized that as a host, the show is actually more about you. That's what I'm kind of realizing. So you all got to be talking this whole time. Usually I'd already be talking, but
I know you're on the backseat, right? This is actually weird.
Yeah,
wait, ask me some questions, bro. Work. Ask me some questions. I got it.
Oh, yeah. So how's it going, Prince?
We're just going to start
good.
A round table of interviews.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just go sit there and I'll sit there. But, Kenyo, what's been going on? So this is your event. This is kind of like the preview to your one event.
It's kind of like
my bad.
He's already ready with the answer.
See, this is why me and Prince Ivy is a better combination.
Yeah,
He just let me talk.
Yeah, go ahead, talk.
A gentleman.
Exactly. So this is kind of like a preview to one. So talk about what one is, because I think that people have been hearing little hype around the city about it, but tell us what one is.
Okay, so this event, let me start there. This event, I made a meetup.
Before you start, I'm also performing. I've got a small verse in a song, so if you want to come see me.
Plug in.
Shut up.
This event, if you guys know about meetup.com, I made a meetup for artists. That's why there's a couple artists out here. I'm probably going to do this every Saturday and call it Art Well. And it's going to be exclusively, mostly for Northwest San Antonians, artists who make art in Northwest San Antonio. And I'm an artist who makes art in Northwest San Antonio. I'm a painter. I'm doing some live painting out here today. And so I'm kind of featuring my event one to help this event launch. Because this is just going to keep going and be like a first Saturday thing, probably without the podcast, or just be a meetup for painters and stuff like that. And why I'm doing that is because I'm a painter at heart. Not at heart. I mean, painting is the last thing that I picked up as far as art, because I started off kind of writing, and then it was drums, and then it was poetry, and then it was drums, poetry, and then more business stuff. And then painting. So, yep. So that's why this event is dope to me. But one is all about, that event is all about, you know, making a statement of oneness. And that's a bunch of different levels. I mean, on the individual level, you know, are you one? Do you have, you know, your ability to flow, or is everything,
called the one?
A sticky gear. The event next week is called Just
like,
One.
Jet Li the one,
just
or Neo the one?
But no, the one, just
said
one.
Neo the one.
Yeah, so it's without the one. And it's kind of like I'm playing with a bunch of ideas, but generally that idea of being in your zone, yourself, one, at peace. All of us are connected. Everything is together. Everything is one. And for me, it's like, I'm an artist, I'm a painter, I'm a poet, I'm a musician, I'm an entrepreneur. Where does all this meet, this motivation, all this stuff? So I'm trying to put it all into one thing. I will be dropping a video, like 40-minute video on one. It's just going to have a lot of different stuff from my life. And I use my life because it's like the, you know, that's the paint that I have in my brain. So I paint with my life. And so I'm discovering myself and hoping that by expressing that, I get everyone a little bit further on that path of being one and in their zone. So that's what one is all about. And for this, you know, this event is big because it's kind of the most basic of that as artists. And I think for artists, existing in a vacuum kind of sucks. So to get in your zone and to get at one, I don't know. I think it's cool if artists can get together, because that allows them, especially painters. If painters can get together, that allows them to really get some context that allows their art to do more. I feel like
grow.
Yeah, when you see someone else paint or you see someone else do something, create, especially when they live next to you. That's why I'm doing it hyper local. I want it to be a lot of the people around here who live around this neighborhood where Bobolish is at. We're in the Summit Village. That's what this neighborhood is called. We got heroes and fantasies around us. We got Goodwill around us. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Best drink I ever had.
So we're at a boba place, and so Prince is having some boba.
What was this?
I think you have the same thing as me, strawberry boba.
Strawberry boba delicioso.
Yes, mm-hmm. And he has tapioca. He has boba balls in there. Anyway, so take us through the strategy of like how you picked your artist.
So I've been making playlists, a lot of my favorite all-time songs. Right now I'm working on a playlist. If you want to find it, you can look up Kenyo Laddington on Spotify, my profile, and it has this place called Borrowed. That thing they say at weddings, borrowed blue, something new, old blue, borrowed blue, old new, something new. I don't remember, but that's what I type up. I don't remember what it is. Borrowed
something. Now you got me.
Yeah, don't even process
now,
it.
Yeah.
Something old, something new. Oh, something old, something new. Something old, something new. Something borrowed, something blue.
Yeah.
So I just called it like old, new, borrowed, blue, or something like that. And it just has my favorite all-time songs from all the way back. And I'm really cherry-picking my songs. And that's kind of how I did my set. I was like, all right, like really from my experience, obviously who I can attain. I wanted it to be my vibe, like 100% my vibe. I build a lot of different shows for a lot of different reasons. Some of them are just showcase, some of them are talk shows, and so I'm just trying to showcase people in the city. But this one very specifically, I was like, besides just my music, my art, who are the artists that are my vibe? And so I asked a bunch of people. Some people said yes, some people said no, and so I ended up with my stellar lineup.
Wait, did you add me?
Prince Ivy, Xavier Mac,
you
both
already know
it.
Y'all were on the list. Why are you trying to play?
Yeah. So who else? We got me, of course. We have Abra, which is this super cool young kid in San Antonio who makes instrumental music.
Damn, I thought about a magician for some reason, wasn't it?
Abra.
Kadabra.
Right.
You think about it?
I was gonna say that.
He's really cool. Look, he's a young guy too. He's gonna open up for me. Who else do we have on the list? Danielle Victoria is going to pop up during my set. Not an official feature on the event. Mr. Composition.
I'm excited
to accept the Mr. Composition's on it. Of course, Prince Ivy, Xavier Mack, Mr. Composition. There's a little painting of Mr. Composition, funnily enough, that I started.
First
last
of all, we
year,
were talking about
2
this.
Years ago.
First of all,
it's not done at all. That's why it looks goofy, yo.
We were talking about this because what did I say when I came out? I was like, that looked like heaven. I said, when did you sit down to paint Kevin? And I hope he wasn't in the room.
No, we were actually at an event. We were vending. This was a couple years ago. We were actually at a Container Home event. And I was just
like, why are you holding like an RIP picture?
Right.
Oh my.
Oh, don't put that energy out there. Kevin, Mr. Composition is live and strong.
Live and strong.
Oh, Dominic Montoya.
Speaking for your boy.
His heart is beating.
Don't mess
with him. We just did a job yesterday.
He just went out to Crystal City with us.
Yeah, he was just with us.
Yeah, but Dominic Montoya's going to be on it.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Local rapper who has a lot of energy, a lot of passion, a lot of depression. But he's my vibe.
What? Yeah.
You should catch him on Facebook. He got a lot of depression. But a lot of artists do, but he has a lot of dark stuff. And that's not why he's my vibe, but it makes sense because I can get that a lot. I can go deep on it.
So my question is, why is Prince Ivy and Tia Lee your vibe?
Oh, that's a good
question.
I was
about to ask that. I was going to say,
Somebody
just stole my drink.
My bad.
I was gonna ask you, like, why is it so important? Because I've seen Prince Ivy and Xavier Mack perform, and I think they're phenomenal artists. Why is it so important to support younger artists?
And that was
like
the
this.
First time I see him show out like that. I saw them. No, I didn't see them. Actually, let me go to How I Met You Guys. I'll go to that after. First, I'm gonna say I saw you guys do a pretty good show at I think it was Kenya Poetry Live at the One Drop Reggae Shop. My show when I was doing Kenya Poetry Live. And they both performed. I saw a picture of that recently. I think it was on one of your old pages where you guys were in front of the Good People Everywhere thing, and you guys were standing on the stage. Iconic photo. You guys did a good one there, too. I mean, but the one you did very recently was obviously.
Oh, no, you're talking about now, the One Drop. I remember what you said.
Yeah. No, that was good. Every time I see you guys, actually, it's good. I remember I met MT because of y'all.
Yeah,
he invited me over to that one spot. I met MT because of them, actually, because he was doing the door for an event that they were performing at that they invited me to. So, I mean, you guys have been doing good stuff, and I met you, funnily enough. I remember I was working at a dental office, front desk. This lady comes in. She's getting her teeth done. We gave her some discounts. She invited me. She found out I was a poet. Somehow, I don't even remember. And then she's like, oh, come out to this thing and read some poetry. So I go out. We're in the sticks. No, I'm just joking. It's upper Universal City, you know, like Seguin.
Seguin. There's no Seguin.
Seguin, Texas.
Not in the United States.
Upper San Antonio, northeast side, way northeast side San Antonio, outside of San Antonio for sure. And there was an event, and they performed, and we just got to talking. That day, how I talk to people at events is whether or not I'm like, oh, I catch a vibe. And I'm like, I'm going to go talk to them or whatever, you know, something like that. I don't remember if they talked to them or whatever.
Me, remember me and you was talking.
Yeah.
And right then and there, it clicked. It was outside.
Yeah.
I forgot where. Yeah. Some small building starting off.
Yeah,
from.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, we've been clicking.
That's when they had their new Jesus is the King album out, Prince Ivy.
But we were just talking about.
What song is that?
Love Jesus.
It wasn't I Love Jesus. Was it really?
Yeah,
did it really go? Oh, yeah.
I was on my young Kanye before he was doing
right. Kanye's riding old ways.
We've noticed that a lot in media that a lot of stuff that like we're putting out the same energy. Everybody else is like,
yeah, there's nothing new. It's just who does it bigger at the moment. Because there's nothing new. But anyway, that's how I knew they were my vibe. I'm very intuitive. Just like whatever. Like if I talk to you, and then we've had several conversations since then. There was a time where we were meeting. Dang near every week, so I'm close to these guys, and we were just talking about how to create culture. So
and had some fried fish,
which was delicious.
Dang, I almost forgot about that. Yeah,
so
we did that. We got a feature together, which we can do that night. We could actually do it. I'll show you guys how I'm gonna do my set, and then if you guys want to do it,
is my song on King I'll Be?
No, the process.
Oh, the process.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, yeah, it's mostly ad libs from you, but.
You know, it's crazy because I'm trying to create another song like that.
Yeah.
Because have you ever heard anyone do that? Me either. So I'm going to do another thing like that and have you and JC, or maybe even Sacred, but how to format it and my name.
And your new co-host.
Your new co-host. And like I said, just do like a... Like a, I don't know how to call it, but like a poetry. It's a song, but it's just words. I have the ability to make that. You know what I'm saying?
You talking about the one that was on your album?
Yeah, like kind of like how I
that. That was really cool.
I know.
That's on my playlist too. That's one of the ones.
It's a nice like kind of like transition when you hear like an EP or an album and you hear something like that because you don't hear it very often. So I thought that was a really cool track. That's why I really. I really like believe in these two guys.
And I painted one of Prince Ivy's album cover, so yeah. It's too deep.
You did actually get my first one.
Yeah. So it's too deep. But look, that's why.
Look, when I get bigger, bro, when I have another big album, I'm gonna come back.
Boom. And you know, it's even deeper than that. It's even deeper than that. Because my vibe is so specific. That's one thing I'm really learning. Like, if I want to look at my playlist, nobody's playlist is going to look like mine. Because I'm dipping.
No, my nigga, Matt got a playlist.
Oh, yeah?
Right, Matt?
And it's really just because I'm such a specific person. Everyone
is.
You
gotta tell me, go figure your credit card.
Oh,
you did? Oh, no, that's mine. That's my phone.
This is a Tommy Hilfiger shirt.
He said
he ain't that cool enough.
This is a Tommy Hilfiger day.
Let's go to the outlets.
For real.
But it's deeper because I'm such a specific person, you know, and I believe God and Jesus, and I know when I say Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. And when I think about art, it's always been about me moving in faith. And when I know that God puts specific people in my life. And I think sometimes that's what people, they don't do. And that's what I wanted to do on this event. They don't understand that God's putting specific people in your life. He's not giving you people the way he gives you $50. You spend $50 and it's gone.
Yeah.
People are not the same thing. Like when you get someone and they're in your thing, you're supposed to make relationships for life. So you can't burn it out. You got to pay attention to certain things. So I just know that. Like, and I know there's specific people. I already got all my people in life. God's not handing me any new people. And I think for a lot of people, they don't realize they got to a certain point. God's not giving you any new people.
No, that's true.
You had some people. He gave you the people, and you might have messed it up. You can go back and fix those, or you can go alone. And, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, everything's
or
new.
Or end up with shambolic people in your life all the time.
And God's merciful. So, yeah, exactly. But people are always trying to find the new people, but you just discard them. So, of course, you're discarding the new ones, too. So it's really important to me when I meet the people that I know are in my vibe, and you meet them in your growing process especially, and that's why people discard them a lot, because you meet them in your growing process, so you sometimes disrespect them. But if you meet them in your growing process, you know that they're about you.
Yeah.
And it's about you. It's not about the persona that you've already finished creating, because you weren't even done with that yet.
Yeah.
So I know that it's just my vibe. Everyone on there, it's that kind of thing for me. And next time it'll be even bigger, but it'll be damn near the same people. A couple of yeses that I didn't get that I wanted, but I mean, it'll be damn near the same people.
I think we have who we need to have for this.
We have who God wants us to have.
And I think that, this is a question for you.
Do you just do an interview within an interview?
Yeah, I'm about to do some Inception. So this is a question for Ivy and, Prince Ivy.
And I didn't say Ivy, that's my real name.
For Ivy and for Kenya. So, you know, I have lived like all over Dallas, very heavy. I went to school at Texas State. I've been in the Austin area. Why do you think that San Antonio hip hop scene has not popped off, and we haven't had that one big like hip hop artist that has propelled us into like, you know? I hear them talk about San Antonio every now and then on the Breakfast Club, but
I'm gonna go ahead. This is just popping into my mind right now.
That's the only word.
What popped into my mind right now is the things that are popped off are made for mass consumption. I think that right now, San Antonio artists are only in the business of making caviar. And there's a very select group of people who buy caviar. And it's extremely expensive. Because it's so niche. Everyone's being so niche. That really their art is for about 20 people, maybe 150. But I think that's part of it. I think that there is, though, there is the way to make that down brand. It's just like when, you know, Banana Republic pops off with Gap. You know, I think San Antonio artists sometimes forget to make the Gap version of their stuff. And so, you know, not everyone can afford, and not everyone even understands the value of all the caviar and the high-end art, literally high-end art, because of the real relaxation. I think the fuel of art is comfort. And San Antonio is not a very struggly city, because it's actually not hard to live here. It seems like it if you're like living your life here, but compared to like living in LA, where you gotta wake up every single day, work 14 hours to pay for your parking. Just for the parking, you haven't even started rent. So like in New York, same thing, like where you gotta really go for it because you ain't got a spot. You got to be 50 minutes away from where you're working.
Yeah. So about Cash App me some money for your rent.
So it's a comfortable place. The art is high end. I think that's what it is. We need a we need more communication amongst each other, and then more customer service essentially.
What do you think, Ivy?
Same thing, really. Mm-hmm. But it's just selfishness.
Yeah.
Greed.
You know what? I see a lot of that, and I think that me and you are on the same wavelength. I do see a lot of greed in San Antonio. I feel like sometimes people are not doing their art for the right reasons, and I'm talking about more so performers. I've been to, usually I don't go out to like paid events, but like I do have artists that like I, you know, help out, and I do like, you know, different stuff for them for Project Ford Music. But it's just like I do see some people that really are in it for money.
Oh, let's get names out here because we gotta expose these snakes.
I'm gonna expose them face to face.
No, for real though. Honestly, that is me. Nah. It's not always for the right reasons. But
you can tell the vibe when you go into for real. And like I've been to like some shows. I'm just like, y'all just want money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not even trying hard.
And they feel like they fooling themselves. Like, me and Matt were just talking about it too earlier, like today. We'd be like, when niggas get a couple of likes on Instagram and Facebook, they think they own.
Right.
Same thing with girls too. Girls think they're popping on like online and shit like that. It's a clout. It's all about clout. So it's when a person or artist, whatever, feel like they got enough clout, they'll have this. They think they're too good, and we'll slap the term. We call them Hollywood. You know.
Yeah.
That's what we talk to other artists and stuff. We're like, don't be Hollywood, bro.
Those people don't have longevity.
Exactly. Like, that's like, what I was going to say. They don't prosper. Yeah. When you do that, that's when God come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about talking about being humble.
You don't prosper. Yeah, you don't prosper.
You have to be humble, and I think that, like, I think we're moving in the right direction.
Empathetic, too.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing. Kanye is the least humble person, but he is pretty empathetic for how not humble he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why his art is still able
to thrive. I mean, who?
Because if you're listening, when you listen to people, a lot of people don't know that they're not listening to people. And when you listen to people, it informs your ability. That's the main reason I put out a lot of content, because even if it's just a comment, like a small comment, like whatever, I take that, like I learn a lot, especially when it's a comment on my art. If you're commenting on my art, because I was so invested in the process of making the art, the energy that you get from me, that's gonna be a level up for me. And I'm gonna be able to translate. So I think a lot of artists are not listening enough to the feedback around their stuff. And it makes it hard to get progress in distribution.
Or they take it in the wrong way. Like if you send me a song, they take it the wrong way. That's why like me and Kenyo have started Project Ford Music, and we work with artists. We don't sign artists, we just help, we assist them. Which I'm sure y'all know about that. You know, it's just like, sometimes people just don't know what direction to go or like how to like move in this industry. And it's just like, what we really wanted to do with Project Ford Music, which I want you to talk about a little bit, is what you do for Project Ford Music and how you came up with the idea.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I don't remember the exact moment, but you know, I got Project Ford, which is a media company, and Prince Ivy was actually, that's another reason I didn't even get into that. So less than a mile away from here, a couple miles away from here, was one of the first events that I invited them to, which was the first video that Project Ford ever put on YouTube.
We're so
which
rude.
Is basically Trill Link, Monica Rainey, I know, but
sorry, guys. Doing this because Kenyo is the co-host, so I can talk to Ivy.
Yeah, he'd be alright.
Yeah, he ain't gonna get hurt.
Yeah. But that was dope. I don't remember what the question was.
I was talking about Project Ford Music, like how, because I mean I'm a part of it, and then T's a part of it. So what made you? Because we don't sign artists, like I said before, we guide artists and we try to get them bookings and work on their image and work on all this stuff and you know do some A&R stuff because everybody wants to be their own A&R, but sometimes it's just like let somebody else listen to your stuff because you think it's popping.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, look, Ivy, this is not the move.
You know, the real reason I created Project 4 Music was more just for my love of distribution. And I'm making videos. And so videos all come with soundtracks. Whether or not you make custom, and TikTok is kind of revealing this a little bit, whether or not you make custom soundtracks, your video has a soundtrack. And the soundtrack is very interesting to me. And I was doing some research into other film studios and production companies, and a lot of them will have record labels. Because what all these things are, in a certain kind of way, are like estate, time estate, attention estate. And people are occupying it. If you release a project and it gets 50 minutes of total, or 10 hours of total viewage, it's just about what did you do with those 10 hours. Now, a lot of people don't do anything at all. In the video, they're not saying anything. They also didn't even put any production value into it, but that's not bad. Some people will still be interested in, like their friends and family. But the more you start layering, like, oh, now I'm talking about this, now I'm talking about this, now I'm also talking about this. So that's already three different things that people got. So even though they only watched the video for 5 minutes, it was three times more effective than a video that didn't have any of that content. So now what happens if you get really good at, and so I think media production is about continuing to do that faster and faster. And you see the evolution of the types of shows that exist. It's all about that density within the amount of time. Now, another layer on top of that is music, and I'm a musician myself. And
are you doing music?
I started doing a lot more music as like...
I didn't know you were an artist.
Warrior EP is blowing up. Is on all of the underground San Antonio charts, Warrior EP is ranking. There are no underground San Antonio charts.
Yeah, I heard them bumping, but, on the east side while they were out there.
Really,
but anyway, I got into the distribution of it, and I just realized that there's a lot to do with music. Even as simple as having a set soundtrack for every YouTube video that you launch will get you however much more money per, because the way that YouTube does it, they track, you know, if a video has your song in it. So if you as an artist put out a song, right, and YouTube is tracking that to give you money, and then your song ends up in 100 videos, which each have an average of 30 views, 3,000 views, you're getting that. That's the same thing as if you got 3,000 Spotify streams. Well, not the same thing, but it's, you know, it's the same thing as if you got 3,000 YouTube streams. So it's like, why not? So that's actually why it's not like really like spiritual or emotional or anything. It was more just like a thing. But the more that I get into it, I just realize, yeah, we are moving to a place where everyone needs to own their own masters. So what Project 4 Music can really do, like enabling all musicians. The basic thing of Project 4 is to get people from through a few different steps, to become from a resident to a creator, and then to like an executive. Because you need to take that ownership over your life. I want everyone to own their business. Everyone who's around me, as close as I can get you to owning your own business or operating in ownership in your role in a business, the better. Like, not everyone needs to own their own business. Some jobs pay a lot of money, and the health insurance is very great, and they're fun. Like, for real. Like, so not all jobs suck, for sure, but a lot do for certain people, and for those people, especially if you're a creator, I want to push everyone, especially musicians. Music is a very special category of everything. Like, it's very interesting because I have Project Forward Music, but I don't have Project Forward Art, I don't have Project Forward Literature, I don't have Project Forward whatever. And then you see a lot of companies that go to music first. Music is this very, 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 very special thing. So that's why I did it. And yeah, I look forward to really, I want every art, however I can push any artist, one, to network, and I'm building a platform for networking and media distribution that I think is better than other people's. But other than that, I want them to enjoy owning all of their own masters. I want them to really get in the flow of their media creation, their communication with their audience, and to be able to take ownership over that. A lot of people are not taking ownership over their communication in any way whatsoever.
Or their own art.
Two things happen, and they couldn't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
If their phone got turned off and they didn't have internet service, they're done. Like, or if Facebook went down and Instagram went down, they're done. Or if email went down, they're done. And I just think you need to have all of that. under your stuff, you need to have, like, even local strategies. If you have no one in your neighborhood who's on your side, you're doing yourself a disservice as an artist, because it's going to be very hard. It's going to be expensive. Now, every time you need to reach someone with that art communication, you're going a certain distance. You're going to another city, especially if you're doing all online stuff. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff, and I want to get into it.
So. No, that's I see what you're saying, because that is key, though, because I be thinking about, you know, when I be, what y'all be doing, too, and we do the same thing. We help mold people, especially people that's a part of TLE that we've chosen, you know, like Otay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Help mold, you know what I'm saying? We take her fantasy a little bit in her delivery and all this other, you know, help mold that, you know, and being inside the neighborhood is important. I think that is important. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how big, you know, we get, I'm going to make sure I keep that line inside the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got a lot of friends, you know what I'm saying?
That, and that's where you're really doing everything. The other stuff, everyone out there, that's to make money, quite honestly. But to have impact is going to be around here. The people that you're seeing, the people that you're talking to, because those are the people that you're actually going to be able to build something real with. Exactly. You literally live here. Every day you're experiencing this city.
We're getting to the point we're building a community, because it's like, even like us, you know, like, we see each other at events all the time. But like, it's never on no like, oh, I'm envious of this person. Oh, it's like, I want to build you. Let's do something together. Mm-hmm. I think that we're trying to build like a more like positive community around hip hop and around like poetry, everything. So that it's just like, we're not trying to take from each other. Like, if anything, like, I'm trying to give to you like the game that I got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's a myth. Really taking from each other is a myth. It's really just some people want to slow down, and they don't want the repercussions of slowing down, and so they rig a system in which they can slow down and still maintain momentum off the other people's backs. Mm-hmm. So, but in real life, people building next to each other has never hurt anybody. All of our stuff is because someone else was building simultaneously. I didn't make this MacBook, I didn't make this microphone, I didn't make this table, I didn't build this building, I didn't start the Boba Cafe, I don't know what's in Boba, I don't know what Boba even means, I don't know who invented the word Boba. All of this stuff was done by other people. And that is what civilization is. That's what skyscrapers downtown are. We love to come together and build up. We only build up when we come together.
Exactly. So that's all I understand.
But some people are evil. That's why God had the Tower of Babel, y'all. Because you get too much when the communication is too much. But anyway, no, I think the grace of Jesus has opened up some new avenues to build some new cities. And I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but I'm going to do a couple things before he does.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Kenyo, you're kind of like an OG in the community.
That's what everyone calls me, actually. They say OG Kenyo.
Actually, I just started that today. But okay.
For real.
No, they could act like people are really calling OG.
You can't. Now they can. OG Kenyo.
OG. Give me an inch and I'm taking them off.
Like drug dealer.
For real.
Like, I got that OG Kenyo.
Take flight.
I don't know what you mean.
So tell us, okay, if you had to, and I'm gonna have Ivy do it the same thing, who you think the top, I'll give y'all top three artists right now, and don't say yourself, Ivy. I already knew you were gonna say it.
Matt.
Don't say Xavier Mack.
In San Antonio?
He's back here being the producer from the Breakfast Club. He's sleeping.
Okay, so present company excluded top three artists in San Antonio?
Yeah. So we're not gonna include them because we already know they pop.
Actually,
in.
No, that doesn't make sense though. So I'll do my top three.
You can put them.
Yeah,
I think they're top three.
Yeah. Actually, hold on. Let me pause for a second.
I'm just gonna say me. Yeah. Sorry, Tupac.
No, it's San Antonio.
I listen to more Biggie than Tupac.
So I'm actually going to go Daniel. I don't know ranking wise.
You talking about in the city, though?
Yeah, in the city. You don't have to rank them like 1, 2, 3, but like, what are your top three artists that you actually listen to in the city? Do you consume a lot of people?
I'm going to hit a Young Thug line, but I listen to me. But hold on, but for real, Eliza 1K, I like her performances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like her as a performer. She's charismatic.
And Supreme Dreams, right? That's her name? Supreme Dreams. Oh, Supreme Innovation. Sorry, y'all.
he really back here like the Breakfast Club producer.
Real talk. But yeah, I like them. They besides TLE,
I have to check out the Supreme.
And Supreme Innovation, that's everyone. JC, Apollo, really them two niggas. Heartbreak, all y'all niggas. Y'all are the same niggas.
I would put TLE up there. I really do. It was the time I had the Xavier Mack, the whole Mission album. That was the album for my soul. It was the project for track for you. Because you know what is that one line? It's like, I don't know, but the whole
I've been eating doo-doo all my life.
No, but the whole song is just about building and anonymity, and I'm just like, that's so beautiful. That is 100%, you know, my phase of where I'm at. So TLE put that on there, and then Prince Ivy, what you're doing is completely new. You're doing some extremely new stuff, and it's not just because we got stuff together. But and then Mr. Composition, I'm gonna put Mr. Composition on there, and then I have an indie artist that I'm like in love with. Like any of my mood stuff is usually indie. Hip hop is a very specific thing to me. Like, but I'll put on when I'm either working out or I'm about to go out, I need some flex energy. I'm like, okay.
Me either. No, that's a good question.
I haven't worked out. I have actually not worked out in over a year. So anyway,
drink water, my baby.
I walk every now and then. I ran with the dog the other day. But other than that,
you
so ran Daniel
after
Mary.
A dog.
He was on a leash, so.
Yeah, he was getting a little frisky, so you had to get a little.
No, I just wanted to. I wanted to see how fast he could run without getting tired, because he seems like an old woman of a dog. But he did well. I got tired first, so.
He's talking about my dog.
Your mom's dog.
He's
that sounds like an insult. Your mom's
right,
dog.
Your mom's dog. Your mom's dog.
Well, it's not even you, but he at my house right now.
How about
now.
You? Top three. You don't really listen to San Antonio artists.
I don't
we don't need
really,
to really
just
need
because
you.
Because I'm
top three Dallas artists.
K-Camp.
K-Camp
goes
hard.
K-Camp goes hard. Like, every time.
Okay, top three, man. We didn't ask you to break down K-Camp.
Every time
I took over the show.
Yeah, it's not.
My bad. Go ahead.
It's not what you think it is. Every time I come into Dallas, I put on K-Camp. There's a lot of other little artists.
Who made that song, Inside Paint, Outside Jelly? No. What's that one? He's a Dallas dude. You know that song? There you go. Daryl? You going to put Daryl in there?
Yeah, I put him in there.
What?
What's his name? The new nigga,
though. Oh, that's on me, baby. Wait, he's from Dallas? Yeah, Yellow Beezy or Yellow Bella.
It changes for me for Dallas because Dallas, I mean.
Okay, who do you think of the.
I bet Young Nation is on that.
Actually, never mind. Let me not get into this because I got a whole other podcast where we're going to talk about. We talked about it a little bit, best artists in San Antonio, but I'm interested also. Anyway, I'm not going to get into it. San Antonio hip hop's fascinating. I got to go deep on because no one's documented. That's another reason why I start certain.
We don't have a specific sound. I think that's what's so weird is because. I was born in Houston.
It is. It's
Dallas.
Art. It's avant-garde.
I grew up here too, but San Antonio doesn't have a specific sound.
San Antonio genre is literally avant-garde to me because it seems like everyone is really pushing a boundary for a specific reason, whether it be something super cultural and you see like these like Native American women that come out and they're like rapping in Native American. I'm like, okay, that's very interesting. Or like someone like you who's doing very new stuff with rap and the way that you're cutting stuff and the same thing with Xavier and Mack. Everyone is so niche because they're so insulated by just art and space.
The problem is everyone needs to work more. I'm telling you, bro. That's
we need to work on the sound for our city.
We need to work, but it's not the art we need to work on. It's a lot of this.
It's
a lot of being open.
Exactly.
Like,
oh,
San Antonio's really don't leave their house unless something like specific. In LA, the default is to leave your house. You wake up, you start getting ready. But in San Antonio, people actually have like whole bedrooms to themselves and like whole apartments that they can pay for by themselves. So, you know, but like in New York and LA where you have two other roommates in the same room, it's like, get up and put my stuff and go out and like either I'm gonna go here first, I'm gonna go to Amoeba, I'm gonna go downtown, I'm gonna hit Sunset, I'm gonna do this. So you're gonna go to five events just in the day. So, you know, it's a whole different culture. That's why events are very That's hard to do.
Going to like LA to see if it's like that. And I can see how someone can blow up in LA faster relatively than here.
You're blow up faster in Houston, honestly.
Houston like that too, right?
Houston's like that too. Dallas is like that too. You get with the right producers, the right engineers, and like you can really like get a popping song. Like I don't think it would be hard to get it. People are gonna drag me by my edges for this, but I have a hat on and it's polo.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would be hard to get a K-Camp feature. Like, if you really tried at it.
It would just cost money.
It would just cost money, but it would be worth it because they really F with K-Camp down there. When I go into the city, that's what I'm listening to as I come in. It's like my homecoming song, like Kanye's homecoming. Like, that's my homecoming song, like listening to K-Camp. So I don't think it would be hard. I just think San Antonio, we just don't have that thing, but I think that we're working at it, and I think that stuff like this, and I think like one is gonna be really, really.
And we got some people, that guy on Supernatural, Jared Padalecki, he's from San Antonio, famous actor.
Actor, I'm saying, there's a basketball player that came from San Antonio.
Plus we have the whole Spurs, so I mean, it's a whole.
Kyrie, Kawhi Leonard.
No, not that.
I think we stumbled on the Spurs.
He actually was born here, San Antonio.
The Spurs are the best example for how the music industry can succeed, because we're San Antonio, just like with the Spurs. San Antonio is not trying to have the LeBron James, the Kobe Bryants, the Dwayne Wade. San Antonio has never been about that because it's so peaceful. Even the Spurs, what they say is the reason why they can succeed and win so many championships in the city is because it's so chill, and their vibe, they win in a very chill way. San Antonio, we need some deeper than J. Cole.
Spurs, they do really well, because I'm a former basketball player.
I don't like J. Cole that much, though.
Yeah, I don't like J. Cole either.
Right.
But,
both y'all too. I don't be bumping him like that, so I kind of feel what you're saying, because
I don't dislike him. I just don't listen to him like that.
Like that?
I think that San Antonio, it is a good, like, analogy. I think that the Spurs do well because they're fundamental players. Like,
they don't
fundamental.
Just do well.
Yeah, they're fundamental.
They're probably one of the greatest, top three greatest teams of the last 10 years.
Oh, like franchise-wise, you're right.
Yeah.
It's
like
they are. We don't talk about them all the time, because they're not doing anything crazy.
Yeah, they're not spectacular.
They're not doing anything stupid.
Yeah, they don't have a LeBron. They don't have a lot of stuff, but
they just win.
They play fundamental basketball, and if you play fundamental basketball,
we had the greatest coach of all time. Greg Popovich.
Yeah, Greg Popovich is a GOAT.
No, last year, though. No.
I love Greg Popovich.
We went to the playoffs with nothing.
That's true.
That's not good. What is that?
We didn't turn into ESPN.
I didn't watch that one basketball game, so I really shouldn't even be commenting on it. All I know is Kawhi Leonard wasn't there.
And that's
he's
the shit
been
that's
drafted.
That nigga on the Clippers going hard.
No, this is my podcast, so I can say that it's over.
It's over. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
It's my podcast, so I'm paying it. So I'm tired. We're done.
My laptop about to die.
Right, my laptop about to die.
You know what I'm saying? I ran out of boba, so I got.
I was just joking. You don't have to end it, but it seemed like a boba.
No. Thank you so much, Kenyo. Where can people find you at?
Kenyo HQ on everything. Go to my website, www.kenyo.org. KINYO.org.
All right, Ivy, plug yourself.
So you can already find me at all platforms, you already know. You're going to see Kenyo there. You're going to see everybody there. Prince Ivy, TLE.
Yeah.
All right, and of course, find me, Danielle Victoria. On most platforms, it's Danny Vic, DANNYVIC, on Instagram and Twitter and every other platform that matters, so not Facebook. All right, guys, so thanks for hanging out with me, Prince Ivy, and Kenyo, and Xavier Mack, producing.
My nigga Mack in the back.
And we'll see you on another podcast.
Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well.
On some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want a goal to be like addressed, make sure you hit us on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.